Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
I love it.
Hey, girlfriend.
Yay.
We're here. We're
yeah,
here.
I love it.
And we ain't going nowhere.
No, I know. That's good.
Hello, Julie Marie.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay tonight. Yeah, I'm
good.
Doing okay. I'm a little froggy. I feel like I need to take some extra vitamin C. But, you know, other than that, I feel good. Yeah.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, tonight, it's a very special night for a lot of reasons.
And name two.
Well, the two are this. The first one is it is a full moon tonight, and it's called, since it's the first full moon of the year, it's called the Wolf Moon.
Like W-O-L-F?
Yes, which is interesting
neat.
Because what's today's date, the 28th or 29th?
29th.
So, oh, that's right, because the full moon was on the last day of the year last year.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it'll be the biggest and brightest of the entire year. So
no.
At this moment, we're the closest will be the moon all year round.
Oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. It is very, very
cool.
It's
a wolf moon.
Yeah.
There's got to be something special we should do for a...
We will. We will do something special for this moon. I believe in blessings, and I believe in doing my manifestation techniques. And sometimes I pull out my handy little spells for success book, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's fun, you know, it's fun.
Oh,
it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was just pulling it out and.
I know that on Facebook, there's a lot of, I noticed in my Facebook fans and friends that there's a lot of new moon groups, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, new moon is really a time for beginnings, right?
Is this a new moon or is it a full moon?
No, it's a full moon.
Oh, full moon.
And here it is. Saturday or a full moon is good for endings, you know? So what are we ending right now? What are we
ending? Yeah, what I would love to release.
Yeah.
Last Saturday, I just had a 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours of I went into a cocoon or kind of a fetal position, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did a lot of clearing, and it was, I asked because it was unusual, but, you know, and I said, you know, well, how old is this and stuff? And it was from 5 or 6 years old, you know.
Right.
So, I'd like to, if I didn't get all that crap out, I'd like to release all that, what's ever left, and any anger. But, you know, I'll tell you what, this whole week, I have had some really neat dreams.
You have,
week.
Please share.
Well, it's really, I mean, I'm not usually a person that remembers my dreams, but this week they've been extremely vivid, very cool. I think the first one was, I knew I was in Barbara Streisand's house. And I was in this one huge wing of her house, you know, and so I'm walking down this huge hall, and then I have the choice to, it's like a T then, I have the choice to go either left or right, and I go left, and I see her kind of in the corner, and she's lounging, you know,
mm-hmm.
and she's all in white, perfectly coiffed, you know. She has white pants on, white top, white shoes, and she goes, oh, you know, I've got this crystal here. I want you to read it for me and tell me what's inside of it, you know. And I go, oh, you've got the crystal. And so, you know, and I notice that, like, to the left of her is this, like, what I think of as like a jacuzzi tub, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I look inside, and I go, two or three things that were very interesting about this tub. One was that there was no jets, and I would have thought, oh, my God, I would have thought that Barbara Streisand would have wanted jets in her tub, you know. And two, it was not very wide, but it was, like, hugely deep.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, like you could stand up in it. I mean,
yeah.
Hugely deep. And then thirdly, I noticed that there was, like, this faint ring around it. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, come on now. I know Barbara wouldn't stand for having any, you know, a ring around her tub, you know. And so then I noticed that, and then I thought, well, I'm going to go look at this crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And this crystal was, like, pink. So imagine her being all white and everything, and then she's holding out and with these long nails and long fingers that she has, this pink crystal, which is very, very pretty. And so, I'm getting ready to go, you know, read the messages in the crystal. And from that hallway walks her husband, James Brolin. And it's the James Brolin that has the dark hair and the beard. And so he looks very good, because usually I think he's gray now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no beard.
Yeah, and he goes, honey, we got to go now. We've got to go. And she goes, but I'm going to, no, we've got to go now. And she goes, you wait for me, right? You'll be here when I get back. I go, oh, well, okay, you know. So I walk, so she leaves, and then to the other side of the T, you know, is like this huge, like, beauty shop. And it's like got one, two, like three or four workers, and they're all young, and they're all German. They all have a very thick German accent. And there's like a TV kind of in the wall, and it has German TV on it. And so I said, you know, I'm going to sit here if you don't mind. Oh, no problem. So I sit down, and a young, nice-looking guy comes over, and he goes, shall I cut your hair for you? You know, something like that. I'm like, oh, you want to cut my hair? And I go, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I go, for like the last 25 years, I've cut my own hair.
Right.
And he goes, no, that's okay. No, good. I'll do it for you. And like, okay, fine, you know. And then like literally within a minute, he was done. I'm like, well, that was the fastest haircut in the world. And he spins me around, and my hair looks just like beautiful. It's like,
it was
just
boom,
beautiful.
Done.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like,
yes,
shiny. And I'm like, how did you do that? He goes, oh, very, you know, so simple. And then somebody goes, you want me to do your eyebrows as well? And well, heck, you know.
Exactly.
And so I had the full works, you know. And I realized, like, I need to pay you. And he's like, no. I go, but I want to pay you. So I look at my wallet, and in my wallet there's only one half of a dollar bill. I'm like, oh, my God, that's just not gonna fly.
Right.
Here I am in Barbara Streisand's mansion. And so I go, I have got to manifest $100 bill. I just want to. And so I remember closing my eyes and like turning on my personal magnetizer and just like going, magnetize, manifest $100 bill, manifest $100 bill. And so then I decided to look in my purse as opposed to my wallet, you know. And I looked in these little zippers, and there was $100 bill. And I go, here's $100. He goes, no, I can't take it. I go, you must take something. So he goes back into the back room and blah, blah, blah. And he comes back and he gives me a 50. So he took $50. So that was the first dream. I mean, that's all I remember of that.
Right.
That I had to manifest.
Right.
100.
I love, you know, very interesting, because we've been doing our manifesting course. You know?
I know.
And so we've programmed our whole, you know, class into magnetizing and manifesting easy things first while you get good at this.
Yes.
And so forth. And so just the idea that you magnetize to yourself and manifest a $100 bill basically out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
You took it from the energy of the dream and
mm-hmm.
manifested. Pretty darn cool.
Yeah,
huh?
It was really quick.
Yeah.
You know? In the dream it was quick.
Yeah. We might be having some chat room issues, girlfriend.
Aww.
Yeah, somebody said they can't hear us, and I've done everything. So
even refresh?
Yep, and even refresh. They're going to log out and log back in and see what's going on.
You know, that's the same problem we had like two
I know.
Two times ago. I'm just, this is what concerns me. I'm just wondering, because I would say three out of the last four times we've had technical issues.
I know.
And that just, you know, I'm wondering if we're not in alignment. And yet it's a collaborative universe.
Yes, exactly right.
And yet it's a collaborative universe.
And so you just go, okay, however it's meant to be a day, it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on, you know. And I intended to be a really fun class, really fun show tonight. Our Friday nights usually are,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
should I tell I had three dreams. The one other one is not that really pertinent in terms of fun. It was really personal. It was about my mom.
But it's a good dream
away.
On a variety of different levels.
Mm-hmm.
One is kind of ghost hunter-y level,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You will share your dream. We'll discuss a little bit about
no.
it.
No, I'm thinking I shouldn't.
Okay, then we won't. I'll just say this. In her dream, her mother, my grandmother, who had passed, after she passed in her dream,
right,
she was talking, but she had passed, and
mm-hmm.
But she had a transistor on her chest.
A transistor radio, like an old-fashioned.
And through that, she was able to talk.
Yes.
Which I think was very fascinating.
I know.
You know?
And then at that point, a music started playing from the transistor radio, and I realized it was a song that my brother, who had died the year before my mom died,
mm-hmm.
That he had written on our piano, and it was sort of like for his two kids, and then so his two kids were there. So that was kind of sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So cool. I'm glad you shared those dreams with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I had a dream last night, too, that I met the president. Which I thought was great, you know.
And
he took a picture with me.
Yes.
I loved it.
Yes.
Hey, girlfriend, let's talk about magnetizing one, too.
Yeah, of course I do. In fact, that's what I titled the show tonight.
Did you?
Magnetize yourself.
All right, I love it. that's what I want to hear. I want to talk about magnetizing. And, you know, we had this great teleseminar on Thursday night.
Last night,
and it feels... Oh, so close. You know, it was
mm-hmm.
just such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be fun to talk about the same principles here.
Yeah, and can I just say, if anybody's listening that was there last night, I just want to say I appreciate you so much. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing, Jules. I mean, I love the United States. We had, you know, Minnesota, New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
Iowa, Kansas, New York, New Jersey. However, it was so cool. I mean, Bogota,
mm-hmm.
the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Of Canada,
Australia,
New Zealand, France,
yeah,
UK.
Yep.
I mean, I was just literally vibrating.
Yeah.
You know, I
mm-hmm.
couldn't contain myself. To me, that felt so freaking amazing.
Yes.
And I felt a connection.
Yes.
Between every one of these. I just felt like they were points of light on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I know.
And I felt like somehow. We were all connected, and we just really, and I got several messages from people today on Facebook that attended. And, you know, I'll tell you what, my Facebook friends are, like, so heart-centered and light-filled. I love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they, you know, thanked me from different countries, you know, had a really wonderful time and, you know, loved the information. So, I mean, I still have, like, great feelings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For, but yeah, I just wanted to say that. So if you want to talk about magnetizing, I'm there for it, girlfriend.
I am too. I'm there for it.
And you know, look, we've been working with the law of attraction for like, gosh,
mm-hmm.
15 years, maybe
mm-hmm.
more, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we've attracted lots and lots of stuff in our life.
Right.
And we've attracted money. We've attracted, you know, resources, people and stuff like that. And our clients have too. And, you know, we just... to magnetize yourself, to understand it in a better way, it just helps you tap into the abundance. That's really your birthright. You know, you turn on that money magnet.
Oh, you know what? Exactly right. And, you know, I have one question for everyone out there, you know, and, you know, I want to know, you know, wouldn't you like to know how to turn on your money magnet? And I think the answer would be yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think the definite answer would be yes. And, you know, so here we are. You know, let's just talk about it a little bit, you know, on how to turn on your money magnet and draw on abundance. And, yeah, I like to say that you can draw on abundance, you can draw things to you, and it really is about feeling good, isn't it?
Always
feeling good.
And even sometimes I notice that, you know, you think you're feeling good,
mm-hmm.
but you really, maybe at your core level, you're really angry.
Right, right.
Or your core level, you've got, like, deep disappointment or wounds. You know, that's not going to cut it, you know?
Right.
You're going to still be attracting at your core level.
Exactly.
That's one thing that I've learned, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, I love using our energies and this, I would call this, like, the spiritual side of ourselves to attract things to us,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And then I also love using that in combination with action because it is a mixture, isn't
it? Oh, yeah.
Of using both.
And what do we call it when you do the mixture?
Inspired actions.
Inspired actions.
You know, it's our inspired actions, you know? And that just feels so cool. And I love it because, like, you know, 1 hour of internal work, clearing the clutter, is really like 7 hours of outer work. And I get that
mm-hmm.
on so many levels
mm-hmm.
because if I allow myself to go down a path of like, going down a path of, you know, feeling sorry for myself and analyzing the past and all that stuff, what happens is I'm not using my energy for creating what I want.
Like a superhero. You're not using your energy for good.
I'm using it for evil. Exactly. You know? But I do know that we live in a physical world, you know? And I know that, you know, as energetic beings, which we are, it's going to take the mixture of things, you know?
Yeah, we live in a physical world, but we're metaphysical beings.
Yeah. Yeah, can I say something real quick?
Oh, sure, sweetie.
You know, we've got C.F. Yang on the chat room, and that's Vivian. And she just was saying that Mari left yesterday and headed to Dallas.
Oh.
And, yeah, and I know, and she's on her own with her two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, you mentioned two cities. Could you please be more specific? And it's like, you know, Vivian, I know that once you pass your test, the right job's going to show up and you're going to just,
I want to just tell her to get more playful. Everything
yeah.
is so serious. And see what happens. See what opportunities come. But in terms of cities, I liked the Windermere, something like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she liked too, didn't she? Or no?
I think so. I'm not sure. I think
yeah.
so, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. And I just know that once, you know, once things start to move forward for her and she sees evidence of it,
mm-hmm.
other things are going to move into play.
Right. She'll have more and more confidence that she's mm-hmm. magnetizing.
And that's the thing. So I guess, Vivian, I guess I'm going to ask you, sweetie, you know, can you magnetize to yourself what you want? Can you can you draw to yourself the right job? Can you draw to yourself, see yourself graduating or passing the test?
And we're going to do, in this hour, we're going to do an actual meditation where you're going to learn how to turn on your own personal magnetizer. So stay tuned with that. Stay tuned for us.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, it's going to be good, and you can do that. And so, you know, here it is. We're talking about being really almost super magnetic because when you combine your powers, your spiritual powers, your power of intention, the power of feeling great with action, I mean, magic does occur.
That's right.
And we call it alignment in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
When your thoughts and your beliefs and your feelings and your actions are all aligned, I mean, the world has no choice but to show up for you.
Because it's law. It really
it
is law.
It is law. And, you know, today I have to say that I've had some contradicting thoughts. And I have to work with that because I truly see this life for me that's so close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, okay, you know, it's here, you know? And then I'll have a doubt, like, why isn't it here faster, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Or why am I so tired all the time? You know,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and things like that. But we can do this. We can become this. And so one way, you know, and here's the thing, too. You know, you guys, we're all broadcasting, you know, our feelings, our energy
we're
out
always,
24
always.
A day.
That's right. We're some people call it throwing the energy. Some people say you're vibrating someplace. Some people call it broadcasting.
Right.
I love that term, that you're broadcasting
right.
your energy.
Right.
And what you broadcast, the universe sends back to you. So if you're broadcasting fear
mm-hmm.
or doubt
mm-hmm.
or anger, the universe has no choice in the
right.
matter but to reflect back to you fear, doubt, and anger. And
right.
that is why that we're always talking about feeling nothing matters more than that you feel good. You
yes,
know?
Yes.
And sometimes when we're trying to magnetize something, it doesn't really matter what it is. But what matters sometimes is the quality or the essence that you want if you get the thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yes.
You want that feeling of like freedom or feeling of success. You know, those are things that are important to, you know, be aware of
yes.
when you're practicing your, you know, magnetizing ability. What is the essence of what you want?
Right. And you can, you know, you can do, you can magnetize small things or large things. And it is so true. It's like the essence. You know, I know, like for me, when I'm learning or when I want to magnetize something new, and I always magnetize something that's just a little bit beyond what I have because I want to believe it.
Yes.
The biggest thing about magnetizing is you must believe that you can have it,
yes.
you know?
But we call that process stretching, don't we?
Yes, we do. We
because
do.
Let's say, for example, you want to manifest $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we suggest that you begin with manifesting 15,000 or
right.
20 and really believe that. So stretch into it.
Yes.
And then when you go back to 10,
no big deal.
No big deal.
No, no.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know people are starting this process. They go, well, can I magnetize my ex-boyfriend back to me? You know?
Can I answer that question?
Yes, go ahead.
You can't. You can't make another person fall in love with you.
Exactly.
Or do something they don't want to do. It doesn't work like that.
Yes.
It really has to be in the best interest of everybody.
Yes.
Magnetizing really only works to draw things to you that is in the best interest of everyone concerned.
That's exactly right.
Right. So,
what
are some good qualities, though, to you know, work with when creating, you know, energy, kind of creating,
yeah.
working
well,
with the energy and then creating
all,
material stuff out of the energy.
Being so creative, inventiveness, having a playfulness about yourself, having spontaneous imagination. You know, those are the best tools when you're creating with energy. You know, I'm going to repeat that again. You know, creativity, inventiveness, playfulness,
mm-hmm.
and spontaneous imagination.
That's
are,
what I was just telling Vivian. I
yeah.
wanted to be playful.
Exactly.
You know, every time you do the meditation that we're going to teach you,
mm-hmm.
you will notice that you have, like, different feelings, different thoughts, different ideas come
right.
to you.
Right.
And that's cool. That's how it should work.
Exactly. Exactly. That's how it should work,
yeah.
you know?
So manifesting is like it's not a static state. It's a dynamic
right.
state. It's always changing. And the intensity, you know, of the magnetism that you have, you know, may not be the same from one time you do it to the next, but you must use your imagination, keep expanding your imagination.
Well, and here's the thing. I know with my magnetizing abilities, I don't use the same energy to put out for a pair of, you know, shoes.
The shoes that you got, I saw
which,
those. I love
them. I mean, I did magnetize those to me.
I did
the process once. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Boom, done next. It was done.
It was so great.
You know?
And, well, you know, can I tell you, too,
mm-hmm.
like, Charlotte, I think she's in Paris, but I know she's in France. And she emailed me and said, you know, I wanted these. Every day I would walk to work, and I walked past this little shop, and there were these great blue boots with tall heels and everything, you know. I loved them, but they were like 170 euros. I don't know what that translates to.
I think over $200.
Yeah, and so she said, I just really turned on my personal magnetizer. I really turned it on. And the next day that I walked past that shop, they were down marked down to 20.
Right.
And she said, I went right in.
There you go. And she got them right away, you know.
I know.
I mean, I love that
but
story.
She didn't, I'm sure she didn't over-magnetize.
No,
you know
exactly.
I mean?
And when you over-magnetize something, what ends up happening is that you just feel tired and worn out.
Yes.
Because you've used too much of your vital energy to magnetize when it could be used for something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as you get better at learning these processes, you get to figure out, okay, how much is this really going to need?
Mm-hmm.
How much energy am I really to put out there to get what I want, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that really is a journey. It really is a process.
It really is.
Honestly, I can tell you when I first started this, you know, years ago, I literally over-magnetized everything,
mm-hmm.
you know. And once I got it, I mean, I was like going, well, what's going on here, you know? And I realized you're just like, there's no alignment. I was
right.
like shooting the moon. I was
right.
like going, you know, doing the huge amount of magnetize for, you know, for a small thing. And the universe was like going, what? I can't, you know.
Right.
I can't figure that out.
Exactly.
You know?
That's so true.
But there's like, I hope we remember these, like there's like six principles become magnetic to what
yeah.
you want.
Well, I know the first one is.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, the first one is about, you know, what are you trying to magnetize? And when you get it, you know, how will it be a tool or a positive thing for you to really express what you want in your life? You know, how is it going to help you in your life? How's it going to express joy or abundance or freedom or
okay,
bliss?
Okay, let's say I want to magnetize 20 grand.
And so the first thing you ask yourself, and you get really good
mm-hmm,
at this,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how is that going to bring joy to your life? Or how will that be a tool for you to express what you want?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it would make me very happy.
Okay.
I would do the dance of joy.
There you go.
Let's see. And I think there'd be a certain sense of, like, more confidence,
yes.
you know, that I could that I did that and I could do it again and again. Because I know one woman who does it, she has actually perfected doing
$5,000. Mm-hmm.
And so she just does it over and over and
right,
over,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
And, I mean, okay, I'd like to perfect $20,000
right.
and do it over
well,
and over.
So, Christy, here we go. Let's use these six steps. These are the most important six steps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's use these six steps and get really detailed about magnetizing $20,000, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just play with that so people get an idea then what these six steps are really about. So here you go. You want to magnetize $20,000.
Yep.
So first know how that what you're asking for will be a tool for what you want to express.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the quality that you want to radiate.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to radiate confidence.
I want to radiate confidence. I want to radiate joy, prosperity. You know, I just want to feel just that sense of freedom.
Right.
Know?
And, you know, how will, you know, joy, freedom, confidence, and how will you use that those dollars as a tool to get you those feelings, those essences?
Well, I think it would make me feel, I guess, relief in some
mm-hmm.
sense.
Right.
Do you think that's kind of on the right track with that?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track with that. I also think for you, magnetizing that money would be a tool for you to expand your business.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a tool for adventurism, and it'd be a tool. Certainly, it would be a tool for your confidence. But how would
mm-hmm.
it be a tool for your confidence?
Well, because you know, I
magnetize. And we're just doing role play here, so
right.
not to be totally, you know.
right. But because I magnetize it, it would be good for my confidence.
Yes, exactly. Because you magnetized it,
mm-hmm.
be good for your confidence. How would, you know, magnetizing $20,000 to you be a tool for your joy?
Well, to know that I did it, and
yeah, what would you buy with that? That would give
oh
you joy.
Well, I think I would go on a bit of an adventure.
Yay!
Yeah,
and you know,
no?
you said twice now, adventure.
Did I?
Yeah, and so I'll put that down as an essence of what you want
okay.
as well.
Okay, all right.
You know,
right.
So I mean, that would definitely give you joy, and now freedom. How would that 20 grand?
Well, it'd be lovely to go on that adventure and not even have one care about how I was going to pay for it. You know?
Yay! That would be freedom.
Yeah.
That would give your mind to that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. It is helpful to magnetize the features and essences of what you want to magnetize as well as the form. So what you kind of done there. So that 20 grand, you know, you have the form. And so you want, and how do you see it come to you? In a check? In cash? How do you see it come to you?
Hmm. You're right. How about a variety of forms?
Yes, maybe like a $5,000 check.
Yes, yeah. And then I'm looking at, like, in my mind, I'm seeing, like, those, you know, like those bank things that just, like, whoosh, and they give you your money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. I've seen about, like, I'm seeing about four of those, each giving me, like, $5,000.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Okay.
Okay, so you're thinking four. So then you can visualize four pipelines, you know, that will give you $5,000 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely. And then can you charge that symbol, or can you create a symbol of, I mean, do you see it in dollars, or do you just see the pipelines?
Hmm.
Because you know what? It's interesting you said pipelines,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
What if you then saw the pipelines, and one was called confidence,
mm-hmm.
and one was called joy, and one was called freedom,
and
one was called adventure.
Yeah.
And so here you have the essences of what you want to magnetize.
Ooh, I'm going to have 20 grand.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
you are.
I
yes,
know,
are.
I am.
And so you're going to magnetize that whole thing to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because now you have the form.
So I've got
plus
freedom,
the
joy, confidence, and adventure.
Yes, I love it.
I do too.
Yeah. So now I want to say this. Now as you're learning this process,
mm-hmm.
ask for what you want and even more.
All right.
Okay. So
no problem.
Why do you think we do that, Christine? Why?
I know, because we stretch, right?
Yes.
I mean, you just want to stretch so that the 20 grand doesn't feel so much,
right?
Like, you know, to you, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So you because if let's say 20 grand is,
so I'm going to do 40 grand.
Okay. Good. Good. I think people get the idea, right, of stretching,
mm-hmm.
because the truth is if you could easily magnetize 20, you'd have it coming into your consciousness all the time, or
mm-hmm.
your environment all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, everybody has that set point, right?
Right.
And so here we go. We want to do 20, mm-hmm. but to get really comfortable with 20, we have to stretch.
And it's really interesting because 20 was kind of like a stretch for me when I said it.
Mm,
I was feeling it. So now this is really interesting. I'm going to be very curious what happened. So
now let's see those four pipelines then.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of each one having 5,000,
right,
they each have 10,000 coming to you.
Okay, absolutely.
And do you visualize that as dollar bills?
I don't really know. I just see it in my checkbook. Do you know what I
mean?
Yeah,
I do know what you mean.
I could just see it as dollar bills. Oh,
yeah. I have a little doggy next to me. Miss Molly's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was with another dog a day. I cheated on my dogs.
Uh-uh.
And
you
they
tramp?
Get, yes, I'm a tramp. They get so curious when I come home smelling like other dogs. Yes, they do. Dogs are creatures.
I know. It's so
great.
Funny because when we go to the chiropractor, she on the days that we go, she brings her little dog in for us to.
Yeah.
And her doggy's name is Sydney.
Which I love,
I
don't you?
And our dogs go crazy after they.
I know.
Because we put Sydney all over us. We like.
I love that. And then we go back into the van, and like, dogs
yeah.
like, what was that?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And tonight you were with Bear.
Yes, I was with Bear, a big St. Bernard. My goodness, this dog slobbers.
Mm-hmm.
Slobbers big time. But he's so sweet and big and hunky and just like.
He's like a big galoot. Like,
yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting to me.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, because our dogs are border collies, they can catch like nobody's business.
Right.
If you throw something at Bear, it just like hits him on the nose.
He's not a jumper.
He doesn't understand what are you throwing something at me
for. I know.
For?
He's like, what's this about? What's going on here?
Yeah. But I digress.
yes. So now we've done the first two. You've gotten to figure out what the quality that you want to radiate, mm-hmm. you know, how you're going to use this what you want as a tool for what, you know, what you want to express. You figured out the form it's going to come in as well as the essence, and then you're going to magnetize that. And then three, you've asked for even more.
I stretched, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Now four, love and appreciate what you're asking for. This is kind of difficult.
Oh, interesting.
Because
yeah.
here it is, you've asked for dollars.
Yeah.
And like, how do you love money?
Especially like most of us, I mean, my first thought was
mm-hmm.
Around it, I had more apprehension.
Right.
I had more, it wasn't really just love. It was like, is it going to come? Is it not going to come?
Right,
you know,
right.
It was like that. That was very interesting. That was my very first feeling.
Right. I know. That's great.
Yeah. So now I'm just going to open my heart.
Yeah.
And love it.
And love it. Love what it'll do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Love how good it feels now.
I'm going to love how good it feels on my adventure.
Yes. Love how the confidence it builds in you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then believe that what you are asking for is possible to have. So I ask you, do you believe now that 20 grand is possible for you to have?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't believe the 40.
Absolutely.
I believe it less than the 20, though. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But because you're practicing on the 40,
right,
the 20 will come faster.
Yes.
You'll believe the 20 much more easily.
Yes.
You know?
I know belief is, like, so important, like trusting that the universe loves you, has your back, right? You know?
Right, right.
And you know, the universe loves you whether you, you know, have wanted things in your life or even unwanted things. You
right,
know?
Exactly. Because
really the universe is always giving you what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And not so much in words or even in thoughts, but it's always what we talked about in the very beginning. It's always that vibration that you are holding. It's that energy that you're broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So, okay, and the number six, you know, is important not to be needy of what you are magnetizing to you, but to have like a certain detachment. And I'm going to kind of tell a little bit about detachment a little
bit.
Yeah,
okay. It's so important.
Well, you know, detachment is like, detachment is this weird thing because it's important to be focused on what you want.
Mm-hmm. Everybody tends to think like this is sort of like in the law of attraction and magnetism and all this. It's kind of the paradox.
Yes.
But, you know, we talk about it like it's, I like to talk about it as like Teflon as opposed to Velcro.
Right.
We like to talk about like that the universe is like a bird in your hand, you know.
Right.
And you know, you want what you want, and then you have to let it go so it can go and do its little collaborative thing.
Right.
But if you always are holding on to it, looking at it, going, I need it, I'm so desirous of it, it actually kind of works in reverse, doesn't it?
It does, because neediness, that vibration is counterproductive to magnetizing. I mean, one reason why we're not good magnetizers is because we are holding contradictory beliefs.
Yeah.
On one side, we feel we can step into our power, and on the other side, we feel like we have no evidence to prove that we can.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if it doesn't really work for me, mm-hmm. You know?
And like you can imagine, like some days you go, oh, I've stepped in my power, I'm playing big.
Yeah.
And, you know, you feel strong, and you go, I just want to feel this. And the next morning, I don't, you know, who knows what set it off. And then you're, like, vibrating at a 3 or a 4.
Yeah.
And you blend those two together, and you're, you know, guess what? You're throwing out a vibration of about a 6.
Exactly.
And then you're wondering, like, why your life looks mediocre, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's so true.
It is true.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. So it's, you know, as you look at these steps, you know, one, you know, we've gone through these steps. I mean, how do you feel, Mom? Do you feel like you've got these steps down pretty much better?
I, you know, I do, and I'm always grateful to go over them,
mm-hmm.
because you realize that even though you think you're feeling better,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you do have to look at those core beliefs, you know,
yes.
And that's what you and I call, like, programming.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
What we've been really programmed, even, you know, as young children.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how do you, I mean, that's a good point, because we had a person on our teleseminar last night, and talk about how really the Course helped him get over these deep, deep set points that he put on himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these fears, a fear of failure, fear of success.
Yeah.
Thinking that you're not worthy or deserving.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
because, and those are our feelings. We don't really realize it because they're called set points. They're called feelings. And you may always wonder, like, or like Donald Trump. You used to say, like, Donald Trump has this program in him that he makes a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and then he loses it or goes bankrupt.
Right.
And he makes a lot of money again. I mean, that's his program.
Right.
He would need to really have to do some, you know, pretty deep clearing
right.
to get that program to go away.
And there's, and here's the thing. It doesn't help to just talk about these deep disappointments without doing something about it. I mean, that's what we're here for. That's why getting a coach is so important. They usually have the tools to help get us past our blockages, you know,
yes.
with different meditations or
our breathing.
Our breathing. Okay, take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath now. Help. We're just making fun of somebody.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, that's it, you know. I mean, So as you know, and you know, it's so funny because we talk about like these magnetizing things, and like when you're starting off, it's so good to really start off small. You know, if you can easily magnetize $50,
mm-hmm.
you know, start off magnetizing $50.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
or a hundred,
yeah,
and then just gradually move up.
Exactly,
you
right.
You know, it's like confidence building.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it really is.
You do 100, and mm-hmm. you do that, and you know, and especially if it's something that you've already created in your life.
Right, right.
It's something you already succeeded at. You know
exactly.
Yeah. You know, so start there and start fine tuning
mm-hmm.
your ability.
Excuse me.
Well, you take
some water.
Yeah. But you know, just we talking to Vivian, we talk about the playfulness again. I really think that it's important that I think people do this and go, oh, I want to take it so seriously.
Right, right.
I really just want to magnetize this. I've got to magnetize that.
Mm-hmm.
But the more playful you know, it's meant to be playful. Mm-hmm. You can magnetize things that are even more expensive or expansive that you wouldn't think possibly for. But because your confidence, your playfulness, all these things have increased. You know,
right.
I don't know. It's just the joyfulness is a huge part, you know.
It is because, you know, there's nothing more important than that you feel good. Because as you feel good, you are in a different flow.
Mm-hmm.
You're just in a different flow.
You are. It's a
mm-hmm.
like I can remember just a couple of days ago, I was like not just feeling good. I was like feeling like totally good. And I can remember we were in traffic. It wasn't bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was totally in a different sense of flow when I'm feeling like an 8 or a 9, you know, like, oh, you know, come on. Or like getting stopped at the bank, you know, like,
right.
you know, having to wait 15 minutes or something. You know, but I was totally in the flow. It didn't bother me at all.
Mm-mm. That's so good.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, can you talk a little bit about you know, what it kind of feels like working with the energy, like knowing
yeah,
the
definitely.
Different kind of subtle, you know.
Well, here's what's going to happen. So you learn this magnetizing technique, and we might share with it to you tonight.
I hope we do.
Well, okay, we can do that. That's for sure.
Okay, unless you don't want to.
No, we can do the meditation. I think it'd be lovely
okay,
for people.
Good. Okay,
you know, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to it like in about 10 minutes. Maybe you're a little bit, you know.
I did plug in for...
Oh, good.
60 or 90, I think.
90,
did.
You did.
Yeah, just in case we overshot the 60.
Okay, great. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. And so here it is. As you magnetize, you'll know when it's enough energy because we don't want you to put out more than enough energy, right? We want you to put just the right amount. So as you're magnetizing something to you and drawing it in, you may hear a click, and then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to magnetize anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may feel the energy building and building and building, and it crests, and then it fades.
That's how mine comes.
Yeah,
in.
And when it starts to fade, mm-hmm. it means it's done. You're done mm-hmm. magnetizing, right?
Right.
And that's how it works for you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, it just, I can feel it, I feel it, and all of a sudden just like a balloon just
mm-hmm.
kind of goes, like, oh, I'm done.
Right, right.
And there's no need to overshoot it.
Right, exactly. And so that's what you do, you know? So you'll develop this inner knowing over time because it's a skill. You know, observing and having the awareness of the feedback of what you're producing. You know, for something might more, you know, you'll need to learn more about magnetizing, you know, if it's really big. But, you know, when we do this meditation, you know, we play it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Really get to be comfortable with magnetizing things to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important.
Yeah. Well, that's why, I mean, even last night when we had the teleseminar, you know, we had like 7 or 8 people that wanted to, we only had time for 3, we had like 7 or 8 people that wanted to do testimonials because of how amazing the 4-week course was and what they all magnetized. And everybody magnetized, you know, some stuff. And
right, everybody magnetized enough to pay for the course.
Oh, easy,
of all.
yeah, definitely.
But I loved it because it was like one of our realtors that was on there. She wanted to magnetize $5,000 by the 15th of December, and it didn't come to her in the form it was supposed to come to her that she thought. But here's this idea of not being so hung up on how it comes. You know, I mean, if it comes with a slightly different package, receive it. So the universe knows
yeah.
that you're a willing participant.
Yeah, and that you got a place to spend it, girlfriend.
Yeah, and you got a place to spend it. Exactly.
The universe likes to recycle it all.
Exactly. Exactly. It really does. You know, so anyway, it's about, you know, they were talking, or she was talking about how, you know, she won $5,000. And it was like the 18th, and she goes, oh, I didn't do it. She kind of felt bad for a second. Mm-hmm. And then she realized that on the 12th and the 13th, she had two contracts in real estate, and they both together they equaled $5,000.
And I think it was like $5,700.
Yeah.
Really.
And I'm like, there you go.
Yeah.
There it was. And
yeah.
She got it. She's like, oh, my God.
I got it.
You know?
It was just in a different package than she wanted.
The timing was good. I mean, it was there,
yes.
But not physically yet, mm-hmm. You know, but it was coming. I mean, that was brilliant.
I thought it was a beautiful example of the law of attraction.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. So, you know, here we go. Once again, once you get skilled at magnetizing a specific thing you will have, you know, it'll get easier. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
the more you do it, the better it gets, the easier it gets. And then you'll have to maybe take a little more time to do things that are a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll get bigger,
mm-hmm.
you know. And now, you know, really pay attention. You know, if things become too hard, you know, if it takes too much time or too much energy to attract things into your life, you know, be really careful. You know, pay attention, you know, to any whispers, like, of a new path or direction in your life. Because it could be that you're just not on the right path. Because
if it takes too hard or too much energy, it really is upstream.
Yeah.
And we know that our lives are meant to flow, go downstream.
Right. And so that's the biggest thing, you know? And so that's what we need to do. Just pay attention to see. And, you know, Mom and I talk about this. There really are no right or wrong answers to what you're feeling. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you believe they're right answers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can adjust. It's all feedback, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all feedback. And having these techniques and tools are great, but if you don't use them, you know, it doesn't get you anywhere. It's like law of attraction.
Yeah, or if you just know it but don't practice it or implement it.
In law of attraction, people know law of attraction, but I mean, to really get at a core level, you don't act any other way. And I know there's times for me where I'm going, holy cow, I love law of attraction, yet today I've been off my game.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's the thing. You can, like, learn to, like, harmonize or, like, just get into tune and vibrate in that same energy that you're desiring to attract. You know?
Right.
So you get to become familiar with those things before you even have them. I love that, you know. So you really know it's all about the inner work at that point, you know. And so it's like, if you, like, let's say, for example, you wanted to attract a partner, you know, an ideal partner, but you want to attract a person that feels, like, really secure with themselves, right?
Exactly.
But yet you feel you're vibrating, like, insecure or lonely. You cannot attract that person.
Mm-mm.
You just can't. That's the law. That's really how the law works.
Exactly.
You have to feel it, you know, in order to become magnetic to it. You have to, like, I can't remember, somebody said, she goes, it's like you have to wear it, like wear it like a cloak, you know,
exactly.
That essence of that thing.
Exactly. You have to wear it, you know. And that's the thing. When you wear the essence of it, you really start playing in that bigger field. You know, if you magnetized $20,000 to you, what would you be like? How would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I feel like I was, you know what, I'd feel like I was on my way.
Yeah.
In other words, I wouldn't feel like, oh, wow, you know, I can pack up my bags, you know. But I feel like, okay, very good, you know.
Very good.
More than five, more than seven.
Right.
You know, now I'm in a little better playing field, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm always working against, I mean, I know that I had very low, you know, set points or ceilings, if you want to call them that.
Yeah, exactly. I did, too. I did, too, in the past, and I've been raising them up. Incrementally, because that's where my flow comes from. You know, I wish I could say I could magnetize $1 million tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
My belief systems aren't there. I know people who have. I know people who have, you know, they can create $1 million in a 24, 48-hour period.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
It. Yeah. Uh-huh. They've done it, and, you know, they've done it and done it over and over again. It's so cute. Vivian is making bread tonight. I'm so jealous because I love banana bread. I love blueberry bread. I love bread. We used to make homemade wheat bread.
We did.
That yeasty kind that, you know, that would rise. And
make the whole house smell good.
I know. I remember one time I made homemade French bread. It was hard as a rock.
We had fun playing with it.
Yeah, it was the crustiest thing I've ever had. I'm like, whoa, I have to get better at that.
My favorite is banana bread.
It's interesting because, I mean, I'm not going to divert from this, but I would love to magnetize the ability to make bread. But I know that our home is just too cold for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the yeasty products, you have to have, you know, a certain room temperature of about 68,
mm-hmm.
not 52.
Well, maybe it's in Florida. So.
Yeah, exactly. Dance with Angels here, and she said,
hey.
You know, homemade cinnamon rolls.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
I know. I'm going to magnetize that now.
God.
I can smell the house
Oh, my God. And, you know, Jules, your homemade, topping for the cinnamon rolls.
Well, you know what I do?
That you do?
I'm like
that you drizzle all over.
Cindy Joe, no. What's the girl's name that does, she does half homemade, half not homemade.
Oh, Sarah Lee.
Sandy Lee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
She's on the food channel.
Yeah.
Though.
But it's so funny because what I do is I cheat a little bit. I take those, they're very, what do they call it, rich Pillsbury cinnamon rolls that have the cinnamon in it. And I make my own icing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, they're heavenly. And I've made homemade cinnamon rolls before.
Yeah.
And they're great. They're fun. But, you know, in a pinch, you know, it's a commitment to make homemade cinnamon rolls.
And the thing is, you got it. Did she say that she liked them warm? Because that's the best part.
Yeah, you got to have them warm.
You got to have them warm.
You have to have them warm, you know?
To.
So...
Wow.
Exactly.
I want one now.
I know. I love the cinnamon
gosh.
Rolls.
Wouldn't it be great to, like, you know, right before we go to bed tonight?
Yeah.
Tea and hot cinnamon rolls.
I just love the way the house smells
mm-hmm.
when you're baking cinnamon rolls,
mm-hmm.
you know? I mean, it's just.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And she's like, it takes a while. I know. I've done it. It was like a whole afternoon process.
I know.
Rolling out the dough. Putting the cinnamon inside and then rolling it back up, letting it rise. Put it in a pan, but oh my gosh, the house smelled heavenly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know? And then it's so funny because it'll cost me like $15.
I know.
ingredients.
I know. That's just like, I want to make like, my favorite is like homemade soup and then like maybe like a homemade bread or
mm-hmm.
like a blueberry muffin
mm-hmm.
or like a cinnamon
yes.
drink. And you think, oh, you know what, soup and bread. You know, come on, $10, right?
Exactly.
You know, like $30 later,
exactly.
You know.
Oh, I know. It's so funny. And Dance with Angel goes, warm, cold, whatever, hot coffee warms them up in my stomach. And it's like, yes, they do. Well, you know, it's so funny. I had a taste of Rice Krispie Treats the other day. So I went and got the Rice Krispie Treats and the marshmallows. And, you know, I'll tell you what. You've got to pack a lot of Rice Krispies into a bar, you know?
Yes, you do.
but it was, like, I think I left, like, spending, like, $8. I'm like, $8 for Rice Krispie treats. And that's great, but I mean,
yeah.
like.
Don't I have a coupon?
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I could have just bought one from the store, you know, for $1.25.
You know, that's what those creative ideas get you in trouble.
I know, don't they? Well, I know there's this one, I know we're off the subject, but you guys in the chat room talking about baked goods.
Yeah, you're making us hungry.
Yeah, get me going on here, come on. But
I'm thinking like big hunks of butter on the bread and some homemade jelly.
Well, you know, I wanted to make this one Paula Deen recipe called, I think it's called Eclair Cake. And it's just made with graham crackers and
mm-hmm.
pudding and cream and a chocolate frosting. But it sits in the fridge overnight, you know, so it gets real soft.
Mm-hmm.
And it tastes just like an eclair, and I've had it once, and I've been wanting to try it, but I just, you know, when you have to have something...
sit overnight or
yes.
whatever.
I love Vivian right now. She just said, I just started studying my nursing, but can you see if it will be enough? when you pass a test in the book, it'll be enough.
I guess if she passes, will it be enough studying for her?
Like what she's doing right now will be enough.
Only if she passes, I told her like two times she has to pass.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm a good test taker.
Yeah, and Julie's an actual teacher, so she knows all about this stuff. You know?
And it's just what it is like every big core test like that, you can always buy a book to study. In the back of those books, there's like 10 different practice exams.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to keep taking those exams
over and over again
until you master them about 90%, you know, maybe even like close to 95%.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it. You just got to keep taking it over and over. And what you get a hang of is the language the test is going to use, you know?
Right.
Somebody just put down brownies with a pie crust. Oh, dear Lord. Ooh. I know. Dance with Angel, are you kidding me? Brownies for a pie crust? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Or brownies with
Julie
a pie
crust. Julie makes
I don't know.
You make a brownie with
cream cheese.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, fabulous.
Mm.
So,
my little girl here, she was quite the cook. I can remember in third or fourth grade, she says, Mom, I need money to buy a springform pan. I go, what the hell is a springform pan? She goes, I'm making cheesecake. I'm making homemade cheesecake. And she was just like little Miss Martha Stewart, you know, even
right.
like in fifth grade or so.
Right. You know, I hope you don't mind me just chatting with you, the girls on the line with
no.
you. Because, you know, Vivian said that her husband wants her to take, you know, spend money for an online course. Take the test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Vivian, here's where you have to really, really, really get, you know, she doesn't want us for the money.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what you have to go for. You have to really decide for yourself if you need it or not. If you don't need it, if you
mm-hmm.
know in your heart mm-hmm. that studying with the books will get you where you want to go, and studying means over and over again until you pass those tests in the back of the book or whatever measurement they give you, you know, then don't do it, you know. If you think that you need to take the course, like it will help you get to where you want to go, then do it. It seems like your husband's supporting you,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, you're just
yeah.
too cautious in some
yeah.
sense.
And she's like, enough. I go, I know, it will be enough. You will find, I see you passing, but I want to make sure that you are prepared. And that's just my teacher side in me, you know? And, you know, Dance with Angel said that she was up every night till 2 a.m. for her esthetician state test.
Oh, yeah.
She used to dream of baking. She didn't bake, she used to dream of baking. and Vivian goes, my heart told me that books are good enough for me. And, honey, you know what? Then that's what they are.
Yeah.
Use your books until you can't use them anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And I'm always saying, listen, if you listen to your heart, you never can go wrong.
Exactly. And you know what? I need to find myself a good esthetician.
I know.
I really, you know, this is the year that came through to me that I want to be
beautiful.
I for no bad luck, but I mean, I've always been kind of a tomboy,
mm-hmm.
very athletic and still am, but, you know, not like, you know, like caring too much with my face, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little quick oil of Olay in the morning and oil at night, you know, but I can tell right now I'm feeling like, I wonder what's new out there for me, you know, what kind of buffer can I do? Because I'm just noticing these little tiny lines under my eyes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, I wonder if, you know, if it's not too late. To start, and what's new out there for me besides surgery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You bet. Yeah, well, honey, you've got a beautiful, you know, complexion, really.
Yeah, right. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, right.
right. Well, I was just reading Vivian's comment. I'm reading and talking to you.
You're multitasking.
Yes. Oh, she answered one of my questions for me. She said the books are too old. My husband said the books are too old for me. And then she goes, but one was purchased in 2006 and then 2008. I'm like, well, you know what?
Mm.
It would be okay to just pick up another book
yeah.
that was done in 2009.
Yeah, I mean, imagine what it's going to be like when you're working in the field that you want to work in.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to move past in your visioning of this. You got to move past and seeing yourself already there, smiling, bringing in paychecks, enjoying this, and then see that. Well, how did that person get there?
Yeah.
She didn't get there on the 2006 book.
No, exactly. And here's the thing. Instead of looking at it as spending money, that I know that you're being so brave about saving every penny, right? Because you want to find a different place to live, and I appreciate that. But here it is. Think of it as an investment.
Right.
And what will your return on your investment be? I mean, what if you were studying and...
Let's say your job is going to be $80,000 and you spent $50 for this book. The rate of return on that investment was, I wouldn't even know, Jill, what
right.
the math is.
Right. And so, and how much is the course online? You know, if it's under 100 and your husband's willing to, if you guys are willing to spend the money because it's worth the investment, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. And here it is. You don't have to be a nurse forever, Vivian, because there's a part of that thinks that you don't want to be a nurse anymore. Because there's a lot of resistance around this.
There really is.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really take a huge psychic to see that there's resistance.
Yes, because I'm not a huge psychic. If you're trying to tell me I'm not a huge psychic,
No. I just
think
because you can just feel it, that there's resistance. And so you go, well, where's the flow at? Where's the joy?
Exactly.
Where's the thing that you want to do?
Yeah.
And that's why I always say, just look for something, easy and fun and small.
Exactly.
And get, enough to just, it doesn't have to be this big thing,
It doesn't have to be the big thing. And, wouldn't it be lovely if she could work part-time as a nurse and make enough money to support her family or enough money for her husband to come home because he can make less in Florida, but, be together, And it's just gets you
there. There's all sorts of combos, aren't there, girlfriend?
There really are.
Really, the universe is, that's what I see.
Yeah.
Like, there's just all sorts of combos, but they have to really, declare what, and play a little less cautiously in some sense. But, they got to trust their heart. So.
You trust your heart.
Yeah.
Trust your heart. And so she said, I want to be a nurse because it's a stable job and I need it. Okay, well, if you in your quiet moments, you want to be a nurse, and the payoff is going to be great for you. Focus on the payoff. Focus on what it means to be a nurse, and you'll be able to find a job that you love or at least like enough, right?
We are talking about the essence of things, right, Julie, in terms of magnetizing. And, the thing that she said was she wanted stability.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know really how far that is on the magnetizing scale or on the essence scale, but, it's there.
And as a coach, Vivian, as a coach, sweetie, I would tell you to do whatever you had to do. If you wanted to be a nurse, and I hear that you do, as a coach, I would say use whatever resources you have to get you there and do what you have to do.
Right. And you say to yourself, what's the one thing holding you back from this? Then that's your mission. That's the thing you have to counter.
Right.
That's the thing you've got to go balls to the wall and break down that big resistance there.
And she's saying like this, it's the course online is like $300, $600, and she just can't afford it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You can afford the updated book. You can afford that 2010 edition of the nursing school past the certification book, I know fear comes up, when we talk about changing our lives, we talk about fear a lot because, fear stops us from moving forward. But what fear does, it's like a form of paralysis.
Yeah, it is. And it also has a huge magnetizing energy around it. It really attracts more fear and more things and situations and circumstances that are on that fear vibration.
Yeah, and Dance with Angel says, taking care of oneself, pursuing your passion, and succeeding brings such joy to your life. It's so true, and I love what Einstein says, that, the most important investment you should make is the investment in yourself. and your husband's willing to do that. And now here's what you can do, Vivian. You know, we talked about those six steps to magnetizing, and listen to this class again.
Do you want to do the magnetizing?
The meditation, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do that like in 10, like in, I guess in like in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? We'll do the,
yeah.
We're going to do it tonight. We're going to do a meditation. And so I want you guys to use this meditation.
It's a magnetizing meditation. So we want
and
you
so,
to use it to.
And so Vivian, you can use this meditation to magnetize the $300 to you. Maybe your husband will get a little extra overtime in because he doesn't have his family near him, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you can you don't. We here's the thing about the magnetizing.
Yeah.
It is not your job to figure out the how.
No, it's not.
That is important to know.
Right.
If you're trying to figure out the how, then you're barking up the wrong tree.
Exactly.
All your job is to do is to magnetize it to you. It's really the universe. It's the divine. It's Source's
right.
job to. But you do have to create a pipeline for it, though.
Right. And also,
or two or three.
You know, and pretend that you're an actress. You know, if you feel like your English is holding you back, what would an actress do to prepare for a gig, for an acting gig? They would wear the cloak of the person they're trying to be. You know, so they may take English lessons. And I know that there are free English lessons out there. And I know that you know English. I think you just have to practice it more in a different light. I mean, like reading and different areas, like reading your nursing books will probably help you get the lingo down better, you know?
Absolutely.
And that would help you. Those books, I feel, or the online class are going to be very important.
I do too, Jo.
And so I want you to magnetize the money to you, knowing that you are worth the investment. You are worth the investment. And, I want you to pass this test, and you'll do whatever you have to pass it. You just will, you know? You just will. So, everyone, you know, I haven't said anything, but you know, you can always, you know, we have this book, 21 Days to Manifesting Your 3 Big Dreams.
Right.
And you can go there, and it's totally a free ebook. We created it. It was just beautiful. And you can go there by going to www.ifeellikeiwonthelottery.com/bigdreams.
I feel like I won the lottery.com/bigdreams.
Yeah, and we say sign up for our free book if you haven't gotten it already.
Yeah.
It's great.
And read it. It'll tell you how to use the law of attraction to bring your vibration. Boy, what else do we have that we can give them, too? We got
prosperity postcards,
prosperity
too.
Postcards. It's Julie and I. We do about 2 minutes. We come to your email box, us personally, every day. They're daily audio prosperity postcards. And we set your day in alignment. We tell you how to start getting the good things in your life, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And is there anything else that we have that's free? Amp It Up.
Oh, yeah. And you'll get an invitation to Amp It Up, which is our 20-minute alignment seminar, or alignment, I want to call it like a gathering,
mm-hmm.
you know, on noon on Thursdays.
It's 20 minutes mm-hmm. long, and it's amped up to your aligning with unexpected financial windfalls.
Yeah.
And everybody that's on that call, we know now, because like the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been like crazy wild.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people from all over the planet.
Yeah, it was been great.
That come for
great.
These 20 minutes,
yeah.
Stop what they do, drop what they do, and we energetically hold hands and we magnetize.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, okay, everyone.
And all they got to do is just go to ifeellikeiwonthelottery.com.
Yeah.
And
hello, Bella Rose. I want to
Hi.
Say hello, Bella Rose.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Beautiful, beautiful
She's
Bella
coming
Rose.
In right at the right time because we're going to do
yes.
a meditation. And I know it's different to do a meditation on Blog Talk Radio, but we really want to share this meditation with everybody.
Yes.
So if you feel the need to relax and just enjoy it,
please
or
do.
Come back and listen to it later on, because you'll have the archives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can listen to the archives.
And we're going
to
have you turn on your personal magnetizer.
Yep, your personal money magnet.
Personal money magnet. It's going to
okay.
be a great one.
Do you want me to go, girlfriend? Should I start off?
Yeah, how's your voice, honey?
I'm okay for now.
Okay.
Maybe like, you know.
Yeah, halfway through or something.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Sounds good.
Or would you like me to start off?
I'll start off. So right now, everyone, I just invite you all to sit back and close your eyes and allow yourself to be in the experience and allow yourself to feel what you feel and experience what you experience. And before we go into the meditation, here's the first part. Pick something that you want. You know, and it is important that you believe it is possible to have, and then think positively about it and intend to have it and be as specific as you can be as the higher quality that it's going to give to you. What higher quality will it give you? Joy, love, expansiveness, abundance? What's that quality that having this thing will give you? Security? What is it for you? And imagine this higher quality as you magnetize it to you. And you're going to also magnetize the essences that it will give you and the specific form or the amount of money. You know, it's going to be great. Just get that picture in your mind. Wonderful. You know exactly now what you want to magnetize to you. Now go ahead and just ground yourself and imagine that there is a ball of light a foot above your head. And imagine this ball of light is coming down from the top of your head and it is relaxing your whole entire body, relaxing your mind, your neck, going down to your heart, your torso, your legs, out your feet. Now imagine that this beautiful ball of light is putting you in a cocoon of beautiful, high vibrational light. So imagine you are being completely bathed in this beautiful, high vibrational light. Allow yourself to sink in the relaxation of that and feeling the vibration of that. And just think what it is you have chosen to magnetize. Get as specific as you can about the details of the item, if you know what it is. Think about all the different features and essence that you want this thing to bring to you. Visualize or sense what you want by making a picture in front of you as real as possible. See the theater of the mind. See that screen. Picture yourself in the movie theater seeing a screen. And now you see the scene where you see yourself receiving this item. If you're wanting a check or money, imagine receiving this check. What are the good feelings that you will have as you receive it? What expression is on your face? How are you standing? Are you sitting? How is your posture? See yourself in this scene. Imagine all the things you can have. Imagine all the things around. And identify what you are the feelings you are going to have when you receive it. Really identify those feelings now. How are you feeling? Joyful? Relief? Proud? And allow yourself to feel and connect with that feeling as if it already happened. If you're having a hard time visualizing what you want, just imagine as vividly as possible. Relax. The feeling that it will bring to you, remember that feeling that it will bring to you. Or you can pick a symbol that represents this thing and work with this symbol. If it is money, it might be a pot of gold. If it is new job, it might be the idea of a paycheck, a different paycheck or a bigger paycheck. You might use a symbol of a name badge. And just use the same picture when you magnetize what you want. So as you repeat this, use the exact same symbol over and over again. Right now, you should have a visual or at least a feeling of what you want to magnetize. Now getting into that feeling place of what you desire, get there now. And then imagine that you have a power source. Here we go with the magnetizing. Imagine that you have this power source that generates energy. This power source is about 2 inches above your navel in your solar plexus. Put your attention there now. What I would like you to do is picture a coil now, like a loop that goes around and around. And this coil begins in the area near your solar plexus, above your belly button. And just think of this inside your body. And it expands outward and upward. Imagine that it's coming down at the top of your head and it's connecting you to this power center and then going outside your body, creating a shape of an L. And begin to circulate the power and energy through this coil by drawing in power from your source. So imagine that it is coming from the top of your head from your source energy. And you can think of this power, this source power, coming from your higher source, or your soul, or the universe, or God, or all that is. Use this as a source of power. Whatever feels right to you. You might imagine spinning your magnetic coil in whatever direction feels the most comfortable to you. And as you think of what you want to magnetize, make your coil whatever size you think it would need to be to draw to you what you want. Does it need to be the size of your whole body? Smaller? Larger? How much power do you need to send through the coil to draw to you what you want? So just using your imagination, play with the size and shape and intensity of the coil until it feels, remember it's all about feeling, until it feels right. Imagine it is coming down at the top of your head and it is connecting to your solar plexus, the area above your navel, and then going out. And this power is going down through your body and out through your body, out in front of you. And as you do this, you are beginning to generate a magnetic force field all around you, magnetizing what you want to you, similar to how a magnet draws iron to it. And as you draw what you want to you, evaluate where to bring it into your energy. It may be a specific place in your body. You might imagine a cord going out from your heart, throat, or mind, linking with what you want and drawing it to you. Or you may want to imagine that it is coming into your hands. Or you may feel comfortable to disperse this thing all around you. For example, large sums of money will affect many areas of your life. So when you draw it into you, you may want to imagine it goes all around you rather than a specific place. So as your coil is building, imagine that energy coming down through the coil from your source. Imagine that it hits your solar plexus, your power center, and it goes out. Now, imagine what events need to occur before you have this thing that you want. Maybe there's a certain number of steps that you need to take to get what you want. Maybe there is no events. Maybe it's an instantaneous type of thing. You get to control the rate of the events and steps that occur. You can work with a time element here by getting a feeling or a picture of how many steps or events are involved. You can try to speed up or slow down the rate you take these steps, or even how these events occur. Whatever feels right. So if you are attracting this thing or this sum of money to you, and if you can feel a sense of tension or pressure, just change the rate so it is right for you. You may need to go a little bit slower or a little bit faster.
Would you like me to take over?
Please, that'd be great.
So imagine that it is coming out from your center, and now imagine the power center is reversing. So instead of sending it out, you are pulling it to you, generating your magnetic coil, bringing in energy bringing in that energy now, adjusting your posture and your breathing, you can increase your feeling of being magnetic by altering your posture or your breath. And if you see there's a lot of time and events in front of you, you can collapse these events. Just see that all these events are collapsing on top of each other. So it is right now in your energetic field. It may be a year away, and there are a bunch of different steps, but imagine them all collapsing in front of you right now. Because time and space, all simultaneous and illusionary, continue to imagine that you are magnetizing and pulling in energy to you. And continue to do that until it feels like a completion. Mm. You may feel that click that we talked about, or stop, or the energy may start to fade. You may have a feeling of certainty that you will get what you are magnetizing, and you will stop magnetizing when you feel this certainty. And you will notice when the energy builds, and then it begins to fall away. Build your magnetic coil and magnetize as long as it feels good. If it becomes a struggle or a strain, you've done enough. Discover what the right amount is needed to draw into you what you desire. Now go inside yourself. Ask yourself, how often do you need to magnetize what you asked for? If you don't get the answer now, it's okay. But what I would like you to do is just continue magnetizing the steps that you need to do. You can always come back to this state and continue. So now put your focus and intention back to your room, back to where you are, taking a nice deep breath in and breathing out and gently coming out of this state, stretching your body, wiggling your fingers and toes. Very good.
I'm going to do that tonight again. You know, notice for the next several days if you have any insights about this thing you magnetize or you're magnetizing to you. Notice if there are any steps you need to take to receive it. You know, keep doing this exercise until you're able to visualize or feel or imagine or experience the coil or the energy that you are sending out. If it feels like a click,
yes,
or that there's this energy grow and then retreats, that means you've done it. You know, you've really magnetized this to you. It's, you know, great job, girlfriend. Thank you for doing it.
Thank you.
I
just want to say that if you want to learn these techniques and something is stopping you, remember what you do in one area of your life, the thoughts that are keeping you from taking action or the thoughts that are keeping you from the success that you deserve.
Right, right. You know, and we'll be doing this course.
Yeah, we're going to teach this course.
Yay.
It's 4 weeks.
Yay.
February 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th. We did it in December, and it was magical.
And if you want to find out more about it, thanks a lot. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks a lot. You're very welcome. But if you want to find out more about this class, you know, sign up at ifeelgwinalari.com and you'll get information about it right away.
Yeah,
you know,
I feel like I won
the lottery.com.
And it's a great class. And it's $247, right?
Yeah.
And, my God, it's with the bonuses, and you get a free 30 minutes with Julie and I, that's worth $250 right there.
Yes.
So it's just benefits and value packed, and again, like we feel like you know, really it's an investment, and you're the best investment, and the return on your investment will be phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It will be.
Yeah. I should do my my magnetizing 8 more times.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
For that 40,000.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely doable.
Yeah, I can.
You know?
I definitely will do it.
Hell yeah. Well, I want to share again before we leave. I mean, we got some time yet. I wanted to say, you know, we love to see you on the thing, but also, if you haven't signed up for any of our, like, our free ebook or our prosperity postcards, do so. You'll get a recording of that great teleseminar that really goes into depth about magnetizing,
turning on your personal money magnet.
And then find out more about the class.
Yeah,
but
we've already had several people join, but we would love to have some people from our Blog Talk Radio crew.
Yay.
Yeah, we'd
Yay.
Like to get to know you guys better.
Exactly. But this is a very powerful night. The moon is its fullest tonight, and it's the biggest and the brightest. Yeah, but it's the biggest and the brightest it'll be all year.
Wonderful.
Yay.
I'm making a wish on that, I think.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. Sunday or any new Saturday or any or a full moon is great for endings. You know, things that have, if you feel like you need to end something in your life or like change or like end even a behavior or release an old pattern. You know, it's good to do that on a day the moon is full.
End worry, end fear.
Yes.
End seeing yourself as a victim.
Exactly.
End the old stories and begin telling the new story. Take our class. You'll like get rid of all the old subpersonalities, and we even work at the DNA level, don't we? We change our belief at the cellular level in that class.
Yeah, we do. Oh, of course, I love it. So, you know, tonight, as you see the big moon, you know, use its energy to really cleanse the past.
Clear the clutter.
Clear the clutter for the new things coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, we'll see, you know. We're reconnecting. I wonder if I lost everybody. I don't know. But so anyway, I'm going to play one song. We've got 4 minutes. I'm going to play a song. Would that be okay?
Sure.
I'm going to play the rap song because I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in ages.
And I will talk to people in the chat room then. Let's play it. Here we go.
A three-letter word that comes after dot. Invented by Al Gore, and he knows what hot. The C-O-M stands for community. So log on, baby, come on, it's free. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcard,
prosperity,
postcard.
.com. Know a little honey from East St. Louis. First name Christine, middle name Marie. She has a fly daughter, she's calling Julie. So sending out postcards of prosperity. I say prosperity, you say postcards. I say prosperity, you say postcards. Prosperity,
postcards,
prosperity,
postcards.
.com.
Oh, I've forgotten how great I love that song.
Me too. I love that song.
You can probably still go to prosperitypostcards.com to get those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can.
But
we, say, hell yeah.
Yeah. How did the yeah, but we sort of switched over to I feel like I won the lottery.com.
Right.
To get into, but we accept both.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
And I feel like I won the lottery.com/ big dreams for the book. And, oh, I would love to see some of you people on our course.
Yes.
You know, the turning on your money magnet starting February 4th and each Thursday for 4 weeks. It's a great course. So many testimonials. But I would love to see some of my Blog Talk Radio people on.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful night. Vivian, sweetie, get a great night's sleep. You're on the right path. You're going to pass this test. You're going to do whatever you have to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
And just trust that you will.
Yes.
Do the work and trust.
Yes, yes. Have the confidence that the universe sees in you, that knows that you are this wonderfully strong, happy person. And you're on your way.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. You're on your way. You're going to get there.
Exactly. Okay, everyone. It was a pleasure, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we'll talk on Monday.
Monday morning.
And good night, Vivian. Yes. Hey,
bye. What was the lady's name, the dream catcher?
Bella Rose.
Oh, Bella Rose.
And then
something
angel.
Yeah, dream angel.
Yeah,
wasn't
dream,
it? Yeah.
So, good night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's get the closing music.
You're supposed to have some
it's
closing
right
music.
Oh,
there we go.
Okay. Bye, everyone.